5, 4, we have ignition. All engines are running. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Welcome to the Mystical Mother Earth Show. God, how do you not smile after hearing that song? I can't stop smiling.
Me either.
I am your host, Golden Hawk, and with me is the enchanting mother of the divine song, singer of that beautiful song, Janine Kimmel. Welcome to the show, divine mom of the singer, Janine Kimmel.
Thank you, Golden Hawk. I was thinking... As I was listening to it, I'm going, it's a fifth-dimensional song.
It's very, well, and, you know, me and Janine were talking about, we've been listening, between yesterday and today, we've been listening to the Kelly Lachey work from George and Lisa Harrison, and, you know, she brings up the Trinity and the importance of the Trinities, and...
But not the Trinity that is from religion, yeah.
Well, right, and she says right. That specifically. It's not the Trinity of religion. But it's interesting because it's a sacred geometry. Trinity is, you know, it's the triangle, which inevitably becomes the pyramid. And it's in the verb, you know, it's in the lyrics of the song. And I almost interrupted the song just now. I went, there it is, Jay! You know, I didn't want to disrespect the song. It was beautiful.
Well, thank you. And,
of course.
And George and Zach has a wonderful songwriter friend who wrote that, George Kerr. And I got the privilege of watching, there's a video that they made called The Making of You and Me in Love, because that's what it's called. And to watch George move to that in the studio, because it's just so much fun. So you could see that he is that song.
Right.
You know, so it was a beautiful collaboration, and that's what happens with beautiful collaborations. Can't wait to debut Song for the River that Zach, I wrote the lyrics that are in my new book, and Zach's putting music to them, and I got to hear the piano drum bass, because there's going to be other instruments, and it's so beautiful. And what I love for it is it is the song for the river. It's a total calling in the book to the river goddess. And so, sometimes you go, is it really happening? It's so great. Mm. You know, just this collaboration of 5 years of work and a song was in there, and now my son's putting it to the music, and he's going to sing it, and it's just I'm in awe of the process, and just, you know, then listening to the Kelly Lachey, is it Lachey?
I believe it is. It could be Lachey, but I think it's Lachey. So we know Kelly Lachey.
She and George and Lisa spoke so much of the intimate, deep connection to Earth, and I thought, I'm so happy that I have this song that is that, you know, because that's how I could write it, because I do have an intimate, deep connection with Earth and the beauty of nature. And so, all this is just like falling into place, as they say, you know, and it just went amazing. So
I agree.
Anyway, can't wait to play it for you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward. And there's a good chance that it will debut on the 25th, which is my birthday.
Yay.
Yay.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Perfect.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, oh, my God. Okay, so, you know, getting into this week's events. Okay, you know, with a show of hands, how many of us out there had their asses whipped by that solar flare that I didn't even know about until Sunday, but it actually, I believe, hit Saturday night?
I was feeling nervous and didn't you know, kept saying, oh, of course, you got a lot going on, who knows, whatever. But just to, like, 10 minutes before the show, you tell me about the solar flares, and I'm going, yeah, it really does affect your nervous system. And, you know, I mean, in perfect timing, because whatever the sun is doing in relationship with us is, but I definitely was feeling it. And I kept saying, I feel so nervous.
Yeah. And because I kept saying that I was, well, in all honesty, I was having I was having a conversation with Dennis, and I'll be honest with you, I had no patience. I mean, just no patience for I'm just going to be blunt, for stupidity. I didn't have patience. In all honesty, this is my shit, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin, and I could see it. Like, I got on Facebook at one point, and I jumped on this lovely girl who's very angelic, and she's what I call, you know, she's always sending out kisses and hugsy-poo, and she's just lovely. And she commented on something. I think I wrote, you know, I'm really feeling the compression, and she commented back, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this is the grounding. We're all grounding. And I'll be honest with you, she was right on the money. But at the time when she said it, and, like, the way I'm going to describe this is how I personally feel, or what I personally feel happens when we get these solar flares. And I know I'm all over the place, guys. You know, bear with me. So, when, remember that Greg Braden video that I'm always referencing? When the frequency goes through the video, I'm sorry, goes through the droplet of water, and it takes on a sacred geometry, and then it goes into a chaotic space, and then it pops, and it takes on a more intricate sacred geometry. Well, I truly believe that these solar flares, when they're coming in, our bodies, in our water molecules, or blood, or plasma, anything liquid, I would imagine, it's like we're in this sacred geometry, but when the solar flare hits, it literally is like cranking up the frequency where then we're in that chaotic state. And, like, you know, it's a chaotic state when every single cell in your body is not a particular pattern. You know, well, I would just invite everybody, well, how'd you feel this weekend? That's what it feels like to be in the chaotic state. And then what happens is, which is so clear to me today, we pop into a higher frequency. The sun is definitely increasing our frequency. And what I really got, I mean, there was so much that I got from the two interviews Kelly Lachey did with Lisa Harrison and with George, was that, you know, they talked about the sun, the light of the sun is literally our higher selves, all of us put together. That's, so the energy coming in is everything we're asking for. You know, if you're intending to ascend, if you're intending to connect with your higher self, it's literally, when we have a solar flare, it's the sun's response or your soul's response going, right on, let's connect. And it's like, you know, so, and George even said after solar flares, it takes him a potential day or two that, you know, he kind of just, you know, he just, I think he was joking, but he was like, I'm couch bound because.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. And so getting back to the lovely Ava, on Facebook, when she said this grounding thing to me, you know, she didn't say it to me, she just posted it on my Facebook. I mean, I was like, you know, I know, I'm not complaining. I literally saw on Saturday, I went, okay, you know, Goldie, you're punchy. And again, I didn't know about the solar flare. I try to stay up on those things because, in my humble opinion, if we know we're going through a solar flare, well, by golly, you know, maybe put yourself on the couch. You know, don't do a whole lot of communicating, for me anyways, because communication, when I'm frazzled, is going to really turn into, you know, a bitch slap situation. You know, I'm uncomfortable in my skin, so my communication is going to reflect my uncomfortability, making other people uncomfortable, creating, you know, a chaotic situation, which actually is exactly what happened with Punky, now that I think about that, because that I'm talking to Janine right now, that email response was during that space.
Yeah,
because I definitely want to share that. Okay, so we're having solar flares, and the sun has been relatively quiet for a while, even though they are talking about right now there's earthquake watches because of the alignments of the planets. And so between that and the sun, you know, kind of getting, you know, okay, it's moving some energy and it's doing some, you know, coronal mass ejections. And, of course, you know, we're, boy, I'm schizophrenic tonight. I apologize.
Okay, no, you're not.
If I'm all over, I can feel it. I feel like I've drank coffee and I didn't.
Well, you know, I'm following you.
Okay. Okay, this is what I was getting. No, let me put it this way. This is what I got as of today. My weekend was very much entailed. Literally, I am on blackout with Dennis, which, you know, if you guys have listened to me enough, you know that means no communication. For me, I want to be quantumly untangled from Dennis. A friend of mine online, well, I won't call her a friend of mine, an acquaintance from online found, I was on blackout with her. She connected with me and said, you know, can we end the blackout? And I went, no. Because I have no interest in speaking with this person who, quote-unquote, is a love and lighter. You know, I wish her well. I wish Dennis well. I when I go on blackouts, this is not about... I do this not from the space of... I'm not even angry. I am choosing sovereignty. And I'll tell you, I'm choosing sovereignty because one of the things that I am becoming very acutely aware of is that one of the gifts that I have is this ability to become very empathic with anybody that I give my attention to. I mean, literally anybody. And what happens is when I become empathic and quantumly entangled, the way they process life starts becoming the way I'm feeling. Like, I begin feeling their processes, and you know, I'm on a conscious path, and I'm very particular in how I'm living my days and what I do with my time and my attention. I'm diligent about what I do with my time and attention. And when this empathic ability that I have, that I've had it my whole life, I'm just now getting a deeper understanding of it, but I'm also getting the awareness that, for me, becoming that entangled can, you know, can really just whack me, man. It just, it makes me go, I'm processing things that I really, they're not mine to process. I don't want, I'll process my shit, but I don't want to process anybody else's. I've got plenty to process on my own. So my blackouts with people are, you know, it's really very cut and dry. It's, you know, complete communication, a halt to all communication, but it's not, you know, I'm not here to speak ill, and I know I'm a little frustrated with Dennis, but I'm not really frustrated with Dennis. I'm frustrated with myself, because God knows I go back and forth with that guy, and, you know, it's my own, that's my journey, and I'm owning it, but it, in general, when I go on blackout, it's not because, you know, I'm not here to bash anybody. You know, listen, go live your life, go do what you want to do energetically. I just want my sovereignty. And it's been a little bit more challenging for me lately because it's 20 below zero outside. Because if I'm around the trees, I am instantly, and well, maybe not instantly, but I'm guaranteed my energy will, if I'm tangled and I'm knotted, or I'm leaking, I go into the forest and my world gets better. My world gets significantly better, and I'm aware of that. So I have not, you know, I've been in the forest, I'd say out of the last 15 to 16 days, I've been in the forest once. And that's, you know, that's pretty unusual for me, but, you know, it's cold.
Yeah, it was 15.
Yeah, it's cold out there. But it's also, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I mean, I'm not bitching, but I am sharing that the
well,
secret.
You know,
oh, go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I know about you and is communication is your thing. I mean, you really enjoy it. You need
right
it. You're good at it. And I was thinking that, you know, that calling or that desire to communicate when perhaps I was thinking, you know, more than anything, she probably is looking to communicate with herself. And you know, and so those times where you were maybe, you know, going to communicate with Dennis, or it was more about communicating from my perspective with yourself. And the frustration is the you know, it's almost like a little bit of misdirection or being off on, you know, choosing to communicate with someone else and then ending up frustrated when, in fact, it was really, I was thinking, well, letter writing may not be your thing because you could almost have a dialogue with yourself, because that's really what I think it's more about. It's about the art of communicating, and it's the quality of communicating. And I think, you know, I completely understand that, but I was just thinking, I think this is about communicating with herself. I mean,
yeah,
I know how much
right on with that.
You enjoy communicating, and, you know, we were communicating the other day, and it's just so, like, you know, I said, God, this feels fifth dimensional, doesn't it? And, you know, I think one of the things I got that I loved, and you and I were talking about this, and then here we hear it in both the interviews with Kelly, with Lisa, and Kelly with George, was that more and more the fifth dimension is coming grounded within us here.
Exactly.
And, you know, as it comes in and we ground it more, you know, we get used to it. It feels good, and it feels right. And
definitely.
So I think that, you know, being drawn towards communication, it's just looking, it's almost like, and I do like the word quality because it is the quality of the communication, you know, so it's just, I think it's being more attuned to that. And I literally did think, oh, maybe Goldie should write letters to herself when she wants to communicate, when you know, you're looking for that communication, because that is something you love doing.
That's interesting. Well, because you're right. Writing for me, I've always been resistant to.
Right. So no. Then I thought, well, writing, so you could just have a conversation. Because I heard Kelly say that she does that. You know, she said, you know, it was nothing about meditation, nothing about contemplation.
Yeah, that's true.
She
yeah
said, I literally have a dialogue, and I was thinking, oh, this could be the upgrade for Goldie.
Yeah. I love it. No. Well, and the truth is, I have a voice recorder on my phone, and what I'll do is I'll get an insight in the woods, and I'll put it right onto the phone.
Right, so I'm thinking you could just start a dialogue with yourself, but it's actually,
wow,
you know, and see where that goes, because you, I mean, that could, honestly, that could be, you know how one thing leads to another, and, you know, one thing happens, and...
Yeah, domino effect.
Right, and you end up somewhere else, and you're like, oh, that's what this was about.
Yeah,
but I
yeah
do think... I do think that, you know, your communication with yourself could lead to some really, you know, openings and openers.
Yeah, right on.
And
no, I respect
right.
that, and I will use that. I will, because
yeah, and it's fun.
Absolutely.
It's experimental, you know.
Yeah,
and
totally,
I know
totally.
You and I are into that, you know.
Yeah.
Research, experimental, you know. Yeah, see how it feels. I mean, you'll know. You'll know.
No, I will know. Yeah, no, indeed. I like it. I and I'll be honest with you, because when she was saying that she talks to Mother Earth, and I mean, I'm already doing that. You know,
I know you are. I know.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, because
and you know, isn't it funny how I call that a language? Because I say that, I go, yeah, that's a language. You know, when the golden eagle, or no, it wasn't a golden eagle. It was the, what was it that was soaring above the tree when you were. You wanted to go to the hawk.
It was an eagle. It was an eagle that.
Right,
day.
Right. Like, to me, that's a language. You know,
right.
Like you're communicating. And so,
right.
So I think a lot of this, you know, we get frustrated and we're like jumbled up and we're like, and then it's like, oh, no wonder, because it's leading me to this realization, you know, which is happening a lot for us lately, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
without
right?
the solar flares. It's still happening. I mean, the solar flares do it, but, you know, I was listening to Carolyn Mace, Defy Gravity, and one of the poignant remarks she made, and this is paraphrasing, was that what God will call you by name when it's time to know the truth, mm-hmm. because until you're called by name by God, and again, this is Carolyn Mace, and I'm paraphrasing, you won't be able to handle the truth.
Yeah, that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, like
is
you,
that another word for your when you're ready for the truth? You'll,
well, exactly, because
or resonate with the truth, because you.
Well,
you
I don't know about
can't.
Resonate, but,
oh.
but because and meaning because initially the truth is going to break you.
Yeah, it'll drop all the belief systems. It's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You're disoriented.
Exactly.
And yet, I really like that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I like the results, yeah, but God knows, going through
3 days
these,
of disorientation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was, I don't know about everybody else, but this weekend just felt like, I mean, there's, if you go to spaceweather.com, I was actually thinking of playing it tonight, too. If you go to spaceweather.com, I guess the people who use the shortwave radios actually heard the solar flare. You know, it's and I listened to it one day when I had my headphones on, because I listened to everything on headphones at Scott's house, and it was like when I heard this, you know, it's just static, but it's literally the solar flare static. I swear it was like, you know, it did something to me. It my cells responded to that, and you know, in a
that's
profound
pretty cool.
kind
that's,
of way, yeah.
That's another, you know, and there's more communication. You know, I mean, it's like so many things take on, like think about it. It's like the calling of a friend, but now it's like the listening to the solar flare.
Well, yeah, but right, I don't take any slack for listening to, you know, that's not a trigger. Well, actually, see, no, that's not true, because whatever that feeling was, the sensation in my body, it did actually. Well, you guys want to hear it? You know, cause,
yeah, okay. I'd love to hear it.
All right, it's only a few minutes.
I think it's meant to be.
I think it's meant to be, too. So here, let me put my speaker on. All right, you guys, if you have your speakers up loud, you know, you might want to turn it down.
Is this a recent solar flare?
This is the one, all right, let's see, I'm on the site. This weekend solar activity forecast called for quiet. In fact, says amateur radio astronomer, blah, blah, blah. It was really loud. On Saturday, February 2nd, there were several strong solar radio emissions, including
wow.
one super strong Type 3 burst, and they captured that, and that is what we're going to hear right now. So,
okay.
So brace yourself, everybody. All right, here we go. Okay, wait a minute, it's going to come up on my... Okay.
Goldie, you know what's so fantastic?
How wild is that?
Wait, it's like we have the sun as a guest tonight.
Oh my God.
We have the sun on. I'm like, God, this is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great, exactly. I mean, I was like, wow, we can do that. I've got the microphone. So that's fantastic. Again, I have headphones on, so I'm hearing it through my headphones.
I heard it well.
Yeah. Did you feel anything?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know.
Did it feel like a detox cleanse or something?
Yeah, right to the chest. I got like, oh my God, we're having the sun on the radio show. It's like, it was so great.
Well, and everybody, you can hear that for yourself on spaceweather.com. To plug that in. But right on,
that was a first.
That was a first. Well, and, you know, when I first heard the intensity of it, I went, yeah, you really just, you know, you go, oh, no wonder why I felt what I, you know, I mean, and I posted it online and everybody, you know, there were several people that went, oh, no wonder why I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
Nervous.
I just felt like I had a nervous heart. I was nervous, but, you know, it wasn't overwhelming. It was just kind of uncomfortable. And I kind of know what to do, which is not give it too much, you know, don't buy into it too much. But I was definitely feeling it.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So,
I'm reading the chat room.
Oh, okay. So, I guess, you know, well, that's all there is about this weekend. No. So, it's very interesting, right? Okay, most of the people that are here tonight realize that I'm going to be doing the George interview tomorrow, which, of course, I'm super stoked. Always love to have George on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was talking to Janine about it going, I was really getting the sense that in this interview, I wanted to do it differently, that I wanted to gather questions and basically do a Q&A with him. Because for one thing, it's only a 2-hour show. I don't get the extra hour anymore from Blog Talk, and you know I could have pre-taped it and all that, but I wanted to do it live. You know, I might go back to a pre-tape in another show and another interview. You know, but this one I wanted to do live, and so you know I'm feeling very comfortable in my own connection with George because again, you know I'm not. All I have to do, like, I listen to George, whether it's from his book or his talks or his interviews. I feel very empathic with him. I feel very much in tune and in alignment with him. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because there was some real rocky stuff going on in his forum. Where people started, after December 21st, started kind of freaking out and saying, you know, George is, you know, saying a bunch of negative things about George. And, you know, of course, you know, George is a sword carrier. He's used to this on some level. But it seemed like, you know, people seemed a little disappointed that, you know, the world did not either come to a collapse or go to the fifth dimension or whatever. And, you know, there were many people that were blaming George for that. And, you know, and I was reading some of the stuff and, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's something very, I get George on a level that when George shares about being present and being connected to Mother Earth, that is not a fact that can only be shared through the words.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a that's not a horizontal fact. If you're experiencing those words from a horizontal fact, a horizontal point of view, meaning as a statistic or as a, oh, yeah, okay, George says connect with the Earth, but, you know, in the meantime, you're not getting out there having a relationship with the Earth, you're going to miss. Like, in my humble opinion, like 90% of George's true messages. The messages are, in essence, I get it that when George first came on the scene, you know, he was giving us statistical facts about the fourth dimension and, you know, things that, you know, most of us can't see, or, you know, we might have sensed is there, but you can't see it. So he was giving us, you know, some, you know, some horizontal information about ETs and multi-dimensions. But, like, at this point, you know, George's message is really about the ascension, which is what's so wonderful about Kelly Lachey, because they were so emphasizing not only the connection with Mother Earth, but how important feelings are and how we are sensing this ascension. And, you know, and when I'm listening to George, right, so I'm going, all right, I don't want to ask him, you know, I don't want to do I ask a question, you know, and I'm just pounding him for, you know, for horizontal information. But the truth is, I have experiences of myself from Mother Earth and through my own experiences of, you know, light beings, and I've had very limited experiences, but I've had experiences, but synchronicities and just my own kind of grasp of how the universe works. You know, I've decided that I'm going to do the show tomorrow based on, I want to know, like, information about the ascension, which I really like the way Kelly shared it as an incension, not ascension, but incension, because that really does so beautifully describe where, in my humble opinion, the portals are going to happen, where the shifts are taking place. It's so amazing. If we're still focusing our energy and our attention on the outside world to confirm what's going on the inside, we're going to miss a lot of the ascension, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, because, like, for me, there's so many things that are happening to me. Like, you know, it's interesting. For 10 years, I did the Holisync. Did you hear Jason, Janine?
I did.
Laughed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I also did the Holisync for 10 years, and I blissed out on these frequencies in my ears. But what was interesting is they gave you the opportunity to do a subliminal message on your Holisync. And the message that I decided to do was a meditation from Tony Stubbs, the Ascension Handbook, which unified the chakras. So I essentially, for 10 years, under a subliminal message, released my chakras into one chakra, which is exactly the same message that George speaks about in releasing the chakras. But it's so funny. I did that in the Holisync, and yet there were still years, you know, as the years were going on, I was still, you know, resonating with the chakra information. And so, like, what I've been finding recently is, like, okay, so I don't believe my body. No, forget it. I'm going to speak like, you know. I know my body is not running on the chakra system right now, because I can tell you, like, here are the different ways that it shows up in my personal experience, that it's not, I'm not, my energy is not being run through a chakra system. When I used to get energy hits, I could literally feel them in my second chakra. Sexuality has been what I would call a most confusing aspect of life to me. It was my main focus in my youth, and it was also the main point of total confusion for me, because I believed sex equated to love. And I could never bring those two together. It always felt that they loved me because I had sex with them, and I didn't feel that I was loved without it. But then again, I never showed myself to be a person not to be sexual. I was always sexual. And what's so interesting now is, like, like when energy's coming at me, I literally am not stimulated sexually anymore. Like, in fact, there's an interesting thing when I was speaking with Dennis, and at one point telling him that, okay, listen, you know, I need to do a blackout. I need some space. I need to untangle my energy from yours. And he began to tell me, you know, that he had had a dream about me and him, and that we had been sensual together, and how beautiful I was. And it was so interesting because I really, like, kind of sat there and listened to him, and my body did not respond to his speaking of me in that manner. And I got the sense that it was a program that he was saying these things to me, which was his way to say, you know, I prefer us not to go on blackout. You know, if I compliment you and I tell you we had an intimacy, you know, you'll stay with me. And it was like, it didn't even, you know, I kind of giggled, and it was like, you know, Dennis, you're a friend of mine. You are, definitely. But I would never consider sleeping with you. I don't have those feelings towards you, you know, in any way, shape, or form. This is, me and Dennis don't speak, you know, romantically. We don't have sex phone calls. You know, it's nothing about that. You know, we're all about consciousness and expansion and blah, 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 blah. And it was like, but what I'm starting, the reason why I'm sharing this is I'm starting to notice, like, and I invite all of you, that if so, we're letting go of the chakra system, the kundalini, and the pineal gland. Okay, so how is your, you know, can you track your own body? Because I can track my own body and tell you, I now take in energy very differently than I did, you know, in my younger days, from 20s and 30s. And it's like I can see this tracking leading me to that, okay, I no longer feel, quote unquote, that I have to wear tight clothes, makeup, you know, have my hair done and my nails done. I don't feel that I have to be, quote unquote, attractive in the world, because the truth is, I don't need them to pay attention to me to feed my energy source. I'm sourcing my energy literally from the incension. From within me, I've connected to my soul through my connection with Mother Earth, through my dedication to and my willingness to spend time with just myself, through my dedication to tracking myself. And I'm, you know, it's an interesting thing because I'm coming to the space where I might be ready to kind of like come back into the world, because I was sharing with Janine that, you know, I have been on this incension journey for, well, you know, easily the last 5 years, especially since, once I met Scott, who is also so wired to be within himself, and I picked up on that. But it's like I'm really seeing how my actions are so they're guided now, not by the feeding. Nobody's feeding off me. I can tell you that right now. My phone does not ring a lot, and there was a time in my life where, oh my God, I must have had 3, 4, 5 good friends that were all calling me to, you know, work their lives out. And I loved it. But when I look at that, you know, from today's point of view, it's like, oh, we were totally codependent on each other. I was feeding off of them. They were feeding off of me. And, you know, we were all kind of walking away, you know, blissfully, you know, injected by each other's insecurities and codependencies. You know, nobody was really making any strides. We were just all dysfunctionally hanging out together. Where today, you know, it is prominent in my in my choices, in my actions, in my attractions, what I'm attracted to, sovereignty. And I can't emphasize enough that I believe that the placement where we are in the planets and the timing that we're in, you know, right now, the intentions that we're all setting, which is to be sovereign or, you know, to be in the fifth dimension, look and see where your actions are now are different from, okay, so let's say, you know, a year ago you were working with the third eye. So, you know, maybe, you know, like for me, I used to always put my forehead on the tree. In fact, it was when I put my forehead on Hawk Rock that Mikus Makis, the spirit of Mikus Makis, gave me my name Golden Hawk. Now, I do put my forest on the my forehead on the tree, but what I really do is I hug it, my belly and my heart, like my whole torso. That's where when I'm hugging a tree and I'm looking to blend my energy, it's not from my head anymore. It's definitely from the bottom part of my body, including my hands. And in the summertime, I take off my shoes, so it's also from my feet. But it's like a whole body experience, because what I'm noticing with a lot of people is we're getting the ascension, but it's in our heads, and that's not getting the ascension. That's thinking about getting the ascension. To truly experience ascending, it's got to be in ourselves. And it seems to me it's directly correlated, and I want you to speak on this, Janine. It's directly correlated. You've got to take the action steps. In other words, at some point, I can tell you, there was a time I would not leave my house without makeup on. I mean, I wouldn't even go to the mailbox to get mail without being done, you know, done up. And, you know, now I live makeup free, and, you know, my hair is, you know, I don't blow dry it. I stick a bandana on. You know, I wear big baggy shirts and sweatpants and pajama pants, and I'm very comfortable, but I'm not by any stretch a fashionista. But my truth is that I really am okay with that. I would not be okay trying to be a fashionista at this point. That just simply does not resonate with who I am anymore. I'm not saying you girls have to go out without makeup, but I'm telling you that it's important to take it beyond the head into the body, into the cells. And if you track yourself, you'll know that you're doing that, because the behavior, you got to see changes in your behavior. If you're not seeing changes in your behavior, you're not going to see changes in your world, in your universe. Can you elaborate on that? Or
yeah, well, I'm one of the things that struck me in the Kelly Lachey interviews was, and you said it, but also it just really impressed me because of the feeling aspect, which has been underrated. And, you know, it's always been something I knew, you know, feeling deeply. And, you know, it is sort of the artist, I think the way to create is a way of is from a feeling. It's not from a thinking. And so what I noticed when you were talking is, you know, one of the things that everyone needs to really kind of look at, because I loved when Lisa and her spoke about one of the greatest and it's so simplistic, but the ability to be aware and not only aware, but that it's almost like a tool. We were talking about this the other day, how once you can observe yourself and be aware of the action, and for instance, the way the fear of abandonment plays on so many of us, that we behave, we don't even realize what reflex responses, what behaviors we are doing in order to deal with fears of abandonment. You know, and you just described Dennis and his, you know, it's almost like, well, you look really pretty, you know, and it's almost like, don't abandon me now. Don't abandon me now. I'm just complimenting you, or I'm, you know, telling you how beautiful you are. And it's pretty obvious. And I mean, abandonment issues are big, you know, they're there for all of us. But I think that awareness of the process is key, and then you can do something about it.
Right.
And in order, really, ascension is a natural, organic process that is a result of letting go genuinely by practice, by, you can't fake it. I mean, where you recognize these are my issues. I can't, you know, you can't live in this way. You will be stuck. You'll be stuck in the system, the culture, because abandonment issues and all those kinds of, you know, when you describe, it's one thing to be healthy and vibrant, and usually healthy and vibrant, you know, people radiate, and they are beautiful, so that's nice, okay? But,
right,
you know,
right.
to be overly concerned and spend so much time, you know, at the root of that is a need to, you know, be recognized, and under that is a need not, you know, please don't abandon me, and you definitely cannot know the full presence of being a sovereign being when you're so caught up in these things. But the first, I mean, obviously the first thing would be, and I loved this, it was so simple, is awareness. And you and I were just talking about that. I was like, once you get awareness of something, it's like, it's the game changer. Because now you know, and
exactly.
And then I really think that, you know, when you talk about using your whole body as opposed to just your forehead, I mean, it's just another demonstration of the ability to use all of you, which is your feelings. I mean, that's something that I've always been connected to, deep feelings and the ability to feel. And, you know, it could be overwhelming at times, and sometimes you felt like you didn't fit in because you were like, how come no one else is, you know, feeling the depth of these things, and hearing them talk about the importance of feelings, it was nice. It was like,
yeah,
here it is, you know, and
acknowledging,
and also that, and I always think that this is such a rich topic, which is what is presence, you know, and presence isn't a thinking thing; it's a being thing, it's a feeling thing, it is, you know, it's just what it says, it's presence.
Right.
And
right.
It's an experiential thing. I mean, you could tell when George and she were having a conversation. They were present.
It was multidimensional.
And they were giddy.
They were giddy, but you could almost feel them. I could, anyway. I could feel their imaginations as they were sharing. In other words, whether it was a memory from a multidimensional experience or whatever, when they were sharing the wisdom that they've garnished from their experiences, it's in the frequency when they're sharing it. You know, it's like the whole packet. They're not just sharing words. They're sharing an entire experience that led them to that wisdom.
Yeah, and I love when you talk about the water and the different shapes it takes. Because you also said something today that they said, which also has something to do with the incension, because it's literally like every cell is going fifth dimensional. It's not a thinking process. It's not a, I'm going to think about ascension. It is an occurrence.
Right.
It really is an occurrence. And it's, you know, and when you you can feel when you're in this fifth dimensional place, and you know, and I was equating it to Goldie when I was, you know, was becoming a skier, that I love skiing so much. And then, but I would do one good turn and I could tell, oh, you did it right. And then I maybe would do two, but this could be years or months or, you know, four trips that maybe took 3 years to take. And eventually those turns turned into a whole ski run. And, I was just on perfect balance, and I was moving, and it was graceful, and I was fluid. I was totally fluid with the mountain, and it was an incredible experience. And to me, that's like the more fifth dimension that's coming in as you move towards being a sovereign being and letting go of all these snags, you know, of what keeps us stuck in here. You just start to really feel the fifth dimension more and more and more, and functioning from that place. And so, you know, I mean, that's what I get, and that's what I get you talking about, you know, where it's no longer connecting with the tree with the forehead. It's just connecting with the tree, or
exactly. No, right, because it's essence to essence.
Yeah.
It's not language. And it's not mind. It is truly, you know, Eckhart Tolle says the minute you focus on the word, the minute you focus on the word tree, you just lost the essence of the being.
Right, and I think that's what every day is, you know, even with the nervous stuff and, you know, the solar flare and your experiences and mine even. I knew I needed to go to the dentist, and then, I make the call, and I don't even think they're going to answer. It's so early in the morning because I think I'm just going to leave a message, and she picks up and goes, "Yeah, we just had a cancellation," and you know, life just—it's just amazing how that's essence to essence to me. You know, it's a non-thinking, non-linear, just you know,
do
in
it.
The flow.
Yeah, right on.
So,
right on.
So, you know, but it does, like I said, it doesn't come with, it comes with the nervous, you know, like, hey, what's going on? And it's like, oh, and now I find out, hey, the sun was talking to us. You know, we were cellularly, essentially being affected by the sun, you know, and I love that because the relationship with the sun and the earth, I mean, that's us, you know, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so,
Well, and I thought it was very interesting when she spoke about, you know, the fear of fear itself, and the importance of once we understand that, how did she put it? Feeling our fear, it is like first understanding the. Oh, that was how she spoke. She goes. When we understand we don't have to be afraid of feeling our fears,
right?
Then we can move through it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. I mean, that talk about the essence of this show.
Right, and we talk about that a lot, you know.
Right, but I never heard it for me, literally, like, oh, my God, we're afraid to feel the fears, and that's the part that... That was the fear Anya was talking about when she was like, you know, fear shows up as dark entities coming out of the TV during certain movies, and when she healed my back when she was 2 years old, she was like, there was a black entity on you, and I go, she goes, it manifests in different ways on different places, but it's all the same thing. It's all fear, and I was like, because what clicked to me was. See, we're conditioned to use our mind,
yeah.
Which then allows us to not have the depth of the experience because the depth doesn't happen in our mind. The depth happens in the feelings. But the minute we're conditioned to be afraid to feel, it's like well, that you know, I wash my hands of it. You know, we're not going to have anything. You know, it's like, we're just going to be in our heads. And it's like, wow, that's so. So brilliant that the biggest fear, well, I would highly recommend, you know, everybody writing out an intention or, you know, putting it on their bathroom mirror or someplace where you see it all the time. I'm not afraid to feel my fear.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but like, God, to me, that was such the puzzle piece that went, you know, boom, there it is.
Yeah, she had an incredible articulation of it that was, you know, I enjoy it. But I, in therapy, when I'm like with someone, I realize this was something I came, you know, just in the last year where it wasn't the fear or the feelings that were the problem. It was the fact that people were afraid to feel the feelings or the fear which to me is a conditioning on guaranteed how to make people stuck and not discover who they are and be empowered and, you know, and actually be afraid of their own self. I mean, and that's, to me, that's like, that's not ironical, but it's the opposite of what you should do. I mean, if you really truly care about yourself, why wouldn't you want to feel yourself and know what you're afraid of, or and confront it? And that's the ticket in. But
right.
You know, so many people, I watch, and it, this was just a surprise to me when I realized they were actually afraid to feel what they were afraid of. And so I realized it wasn't what they were afraid of that was the problem. It was the fact that they were afraid to feel it.
Exactly.
And it's a guaranteed way of holding you back. And it's also very convenient because that always means then someone else has the answer, or a pill has the answer, or, you know.
Janine, that is like the whole Illuminati. You know,
right.
That's
right,
the
because
control.
Whenever,
there it is.
Right, because whenever there's an outside source that's the answer, that's really a falsehood, you know, and that's just another way of keeping you stuck in some, you know, unempowered, unsovereign paradigm. And so, yeah, and so she, you know, hearing it articulated so beautifully, it just, you know, and that is something I literally was surprised when I got that sitting with people and realizing. And then I was just like, the permission to not be afraid of that. You know, and some people get it for a while, and then you can almost feel them going back again because it's deeply enrooted in our culture, you know. But it is incredible advice from her. It's great when you give someone permission and they get it, because you can feel when someone gets what you're talking about, which is,
absolutely,
you know, an amazing moment.
Yes.
When you point out to them that they're afraid of feeling and they're afraid of their fear, which is, that's the problem, you know. And
yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, I loved when she highly recommended, because, you know, going back and, like, you know, bringing up all the fears, because they're there, so deal with them. And, you know, it's like cleaning house. It's just getting them out of your way. And
it's more than that. I think the fears actually have a piece of us, you know, in them.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're cleaning
right.
house, but you're doing some alchemy cleaning house.
Right. You're bringing yourself back in
into wholeness and sovereignty.
That's amazing, because that's why, and I know, you know, we've said this before, but it's like so fun when you can go into it again in more depth, that's when someone feels uncomfortable, or they, you know, I've gotten texts or messages, or, you know, I'm not in a good way, and, you know, and I'm going, yeah, and that's the time. This is, you've got something waiting for you to discover. You know, they're saying it as if this isn't a good time,
right,
you know, to sort of come in and do some work, and I'm going, no, this is the perfect time,
yeah,
you know, for self-discovery. You know, when that's when the discomfort is like really letting, it's your body, it's your being letting you know, okay, there's something good here for you. This is like another piece of you coming back. This is a place for empowerment and sovereignty. And, you know, we've all been conditioned to not go there. So it's great news when all of a sudden you get it and you go, no, this is good news.
Yeah,
go there.
Right.
Go there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to Alana, who
yeah,
recently broke up with her boyfriend, and she was saying one of the things that frustrated her, like nothing else, was when he would say to her, "I'm bored." You know, because I scratch my head right now, and I, you know, it's one thing when the kids say it, you know, it's not like they, you know, I hang around kids, and kids might not have as
yeah,
much to clear, per se, they haven't been on the planet, you know, taking, you know, building it up as much, but when an adult says to me, or, you know, I hear it, that they're bored, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we are in the middle of a transitional period, like, nobody's business, and, I, you know, boredom is, well, is a blatant disregard for the potential to what can be done right now, because I can tell you that mm-hmm. one of the relationships that I gave up this weekend had a financial effect, and I can tell you that I went into a deep, well, let's just call it what it is, a deep fear that I'm not making enough money, I can't support myself, a spin. I mean, I just went into a spin, and I as I was leaving Scott's house, I was driving home, and I'm going, you know, I've done enough of these processes to know that, okay, this too shall pass. But when I'm in the midst of a spin, I'm going, well, when is this going to pass? Like, how long is it going to take me to find another client and get my finances back in order? And it's like, and I'm also aware enough of my energy and how energy works in the universe to know you don't want to go out and create in panic, because panic will attract you con men and people that will rob you and steal from you. Know, it's like you got to be strong, you got to be in a space. Well, you don't got to be, I choose to be. If I'm going to attract something, I want it to be that I'm attracting for my highest good. I don't want the lesson of being burned for 20 grand again. I don't need that in my life. So I know enough that, okay, you're in a really bad space. And again, it always comes down to, okay, so what are you going to do? Okay, I'm just going to sit in this. But I'll tell you, what was amazing is my brother came in. Me and my brother we're not on the best of terms. You know, again, we don't hate each other. I personally have no resentments, nothing. It's just he's on a path that I'm not on. And because of that, we've gone our own ways. And he came into my room last night, and I swear to God, fairy dust in our conversation. And I this is a quote. I literally looked at him, because he not only brought me an answer for a new client, he brought me a potential gift that I'm not going to share the details on, but if it comes through, I'll definitely share the details on. But it was like he just, the hope and the gratitude that I had at the point when he left my bedroom was that I could now thank the person that left my life with this financial hole, as opposed to prior to that, I was kicking myself in the ass going, oh, you should have done this, and you should have done that, and you should have done this, and you should have said that. And it was like, you know, in the process of the ascension and in the process of all of us growing and becoming all that we're going to become, we are going to have to go through changes. And believe me, nobody gets it better than me, that these changes are, they're triggers, they're scary. But what I must say in defense of myself today was that I was in that space for less than 2 hours. I couldn't believe, I thought for sure this was going to haunt me for, you know, I was going to come on the air tonight, it was going to be haunting me then, it was going to haunt me next week. I mean, I just was like, I can't go after it because I'm not in a space to create right now, and sitting here is like, shit, it's not getting better. But I'll tell you, the synchronicity, and this is what I believe happens when things come my way. And if you guys, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know, every week I am talking to you guys about, you know, taking in and my being responsible for the my ex, the mechanic, you know, who I got upset with, and, you know, I took it into myself and said, this is about me. And I've had situations with my boss and feeling powerless. This is about me. And my relationship with Scott and the stuff I go through with him, and this is about me. I can't emphasize enough that if you're doing the work literally every day, in every way, with everything that you're going through, even the big triggers at this time in history, where we are at this point in time and space, will resolve itself with, in my humble opinion, miraculous results. Because what my brother shared with me was just unbelievable. As Janine put it, because I shared the details with her, but it's a private matter, and until it's in this dimension, I don't want to lose any space. I want to keep it sacred. But what Janine said to me was, you know, if you gave me 40,000 questions to get what, you know, what happened to you tonight and how you were going to shift, I wouldn't have guessed that. And,
right,
you know,
I love the unpredictable.
the unknown, and coming from my brother. If you would have said to me, your brother is going to be your angel.
It was miracle-like.
it was like, and again, this is what the being fluid is all about, because in the fluidity of ourselves, the people around us become fluid. And, you know, that which was yesterday in me and my brother's relationship just didn't apply today. There was a fluidity there that, I swear to God, it felt like when we used to connect when I was 15 and he was 18. You know, there was such a significant bond in we were laughing and high-fiving, and it was just so unpretentious. We weren't judging each other. There was no that heaviness that we normally have. And it, you know, I swear it was because of the relationship that had been disconnected that I reconnected with my brother. And I'll tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because being connected to my brother means the world to me. You know, it's just so, the elegance of how our soul works, that the trigger was such a deep-seated fear and brought me to such a, oh my God, just a truly magical place with my brother.
Yeah.
You can't make
talk
this
about
stuff
alchemy.
Up.
That
exactly.
Was alchemy.
Right, it really was. I mean, like, you know, I get it. Sometimes I can't always describe it. Thank God we have Janine with us on the show. Thank God for you guys. Just me, and you know, we would be, you know, we'd be all over the place.
But Ian, you know, George said beautifully, because, you know, bringing up those fears and those places of anxiety, the illusion is that we were led to believe that we can't handle, these things, and it's the absolute, that's where we've lost our power. And the truth is all of this is handable. It's the illusion that we think we can't. And that is like, from what I got from the conversation in that dialogue with he and Kelly, I got that is such a big piece to understand.
Yeah.
That when you're confronted with what you perceive as unhandable, it's completely inaccurate.
Oh,
that,
exactly.
You know, and so, you know, I just think that, you know, your experience, I mean, when I, you know, listened, it was just fabulous, because it was just one of those out of something that was difficult and edgy came an amazing, amazing turn. And just a fun thing for me today was, you know, having to go to the dentist, which was no big deal, except it was unexpected. And, you know, I was hoping everything was fine, and it is. But, you know, as I was leaving the house, and I was short on time, but I was like, I'm okay. I thought to myself, just put a book in the car, because I was going to stop at this natural pharmacy, and the man who owns the shop, every time he sees me, goes, where's my book? You know, that's because I have a new book out. And so it was like, well, it wasn't even a thought. It was like, go in the studio, grab a book.
Okay,
so I put the book in the car, and now the dental hygienist is cleaning my teeth. And, you know, she's telling me about her kids, and her son loves to read, and he's 18. And her daughter, you know, is 13, and she really kind of isn't as much a reader. And she thought, well, maybe I introduced television to her too early. And I'm going, oh, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, you wouldn't happen to have a copy of your book in the car, would you?
Of course, of course. Oh, nice.
And I went, actually, I do. And she goes, I'm buying it. And so I was like, great. See, and I hadn't even filled the book out. It was still blank.
Nice.
So it was all so wonderfully, you know,
synchronistic.
Right. And, yep. You know, my teeth were fine. They got cleaned. They got fixed or whatever. You know, I went and did what I had to do. I went to the natural pharmacy. I see the guy. He looks at me. I go, had a book in the car with someone blind.
Stop at the dentist.
I said, next time. But it was just so funny that I would just decide, get a book, you know, and then she asked, it's just how it works, you know. And
it is how it works.
And that's a small example, but,
yeah.
You know, you show up at home and you have fairy dust sprinkled and, you know, and your brother and you are in some amazing turn of events that's, you know, really, truly a gift and well-deserved. And, you know, and so, you know, I just, when I was listening, I'm like, oh, this is great. This is how it works, you know. And
it really is. And I can't, you know, I know that I tend to emphasize, you know, the crap part, you know, because one of the things I got listening to Kelly is she definitely articulates the good stuff. And, you know, that will come. But one of the things I really want people to know is, you know, I was such a head case most of my life. I mean, I really was. And, you know, the ascension is so much about feeling. Now, in as a young person, I was definitely born an empath. I mean, I am empathic. I was born an empath. But, you know, as we grow up, and, you know, she even talked about, you know, on her website, which is liquidmirror.org. I highly recommend going there. She's got really wonderful stuff. You know, she talks about, like, if, you know, when we were little, when we were feeling, if we didn't get acknowledged, you just start shutting down. Things just start shutting down. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I tend to have in my life the reflection of people that are in their heads who truly believe they're going to ascend. And, you know, maybe they will, but from my perspective, it's like if gathering the pieces of yourself that, you know, kind of got pushed out of you when you were a kid is a part of the ascension process, you know, that's a delusion that you're going to ascend without being willing to feel, you know, without being...
Right.
And it's just, I see it a lot, that I'm like, and of course, every time I see it a lot, and I'm always going, am I feeling, you know, God damn it, Goldie, make sure you're feeling, and, you know, and then I can tell you, last night, I was definitely feeling, you know, it's like, it comes at me with, you know, it's full force, it was like, I mean, the floodgates were let out, and you're absolutely right, the fear that I had was that I cannot support myself.
Right.
And that is,
But we buy into these. I mean, I do too, you know. And that's what George was saying, how we buy into, and this is the mass illusion or the mass...
Well, and there is a constant bombardment.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Really. I don't care if your TV's on or not. Truly, because between HARP and, you know, if you're out and about in the world, it's in the world. It's like radiating from the artificial experience to fear that we can't handle taking care of ourselves. And boy, when it tackles me, man. Well, but, and again, I also always like to be, but I'm a living example of a head case who's learned to feel. And you can't, you know, in other words, no, I don't care if you've done crack and cocaine your whole life, you know, if you're uneducated, in other words, it has nothing to do with any of that. The stuff that the Matrix told us is what we needed to succeed, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. That those things just don't apply. They really don't apply. And, you know.
Yeah. How about last night when I started talking about the ultimate trump card, which is what keeps people in check, is the death card. And we were going to ask George about death, and then Lisa Harrison, and she really answered that, like, the illusion of what death is, and the, you know, the selling of the artificial light, and it, you know, and there, all of a sudden, and you even acknowledge, you go, talking about death. Now I'm feeling nervous. You know,
yeah.
and it
yeah.
right? And it was yeah. it was just so funny because what we were talking about, and this is remarkable in itself, but I guess you almost go, no, it's not remarkable. It's every day, you know,
right.
where what we were talking about was literally being answered in these two interviews and discussed in full. I mean, I was like, wow.
Listen, let me tell you the questions that were answered. Death, the question about death was answered. The question about if we're radiating a certain frequency, can we skip the fourth dimension with all its, you know, hell breakers and, you know, crazy, you know, reptilians?
And stuck souls and...
Right. Well, that was... Wait, so it was death...
Snake oil merchants.
Right. wait, but there was like two more. There was like four particular questions, me and Janine... Yeah, wait, keep talking because I'll think about them. And
right.
and then the next, within 24 hours...
We got them all answered.
You know how I went... How about... Because I was... These were questions I had prepared for George.
Right, and then I came up with my death question, you know, like, because I wanted George's sort of interpretation of how, you know, people have been so deceived about what death is, and that's what scares and controls most people at the root of it. And then Lisa goes, yeah, so what are we so afraid of, death? What's the worst that can happen, death? And then they start talking about what, you know, really it is, can be. The trappings of artificial light and, you know, the fallacies of, you know, the myths and stories and, you know, and it was just, I'm like, oh my God, they're answering it. And then, it seemed like all the conversation was about what we had been talking about, you know.
Yeah, now I'd remember this all was taking place in between having the solar flare, feeling the effects of it, and then coming out of it, which...
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because I had a whole show planned for George of questions that literally Kelly answered. I don't know what to do with this.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this is all about, don't even think about it, because this is about feeling it, and this is about allowing it. This is, you know, I guarantee you the flow of the show will just be. You know, it's been proven over and over, and just by yesterday and today, you know.
Right on.
You know, and George is such a great conversationalist. He's really good at it, and I don't think there'll be a problem at all. But
no, right. And I do have some questions here that I prepared that were not answered on that show. Which is okay. Well, there's a few, and I've already decided I'm going to the woods tomorrow. I don't care if it's 20 below, because I, you know, I need to connect with Earth and then say, okay, you know, maybe there's new questions I can find, or I'll you know, whatever's going to happen, it's my preparation to do before the show. So, you know, it's
yeah, and I like that. It's kind of like honoring it. You know, it's you know, yeah, it's like. I don't know, like a preparing, but like a fifth dimensional preparing.
Yeah, exactly.
That feels right.
It does feel right. It does feel right. And, you know, and I'm excited.
It's so funny because when I said that feels right, that was just my natural way of responding because that feels right. But, you know, I think that's an interesting thing for people to notice their language of, you know, well, I think, and it's like, well, okay, so maybe start saying, well, I feel, you know, like noticing the languaging that you're using around quote knowing, you know.
Well,
what
did
I
you
mean?
Hear her talk about the knowing that you have to have that knowing that you know innately. It's that knowing is in all of us, and it's about connecting to it through the feelings to know.
And that in itself creates the fifth dimensional presence. It, you know what I mean? It's like that is that knowing is the it's like the soup of it. You know, you kind of can't. there's not a doubt situation going on, or there's not a, well, maybe, you know, and I love when you do that to me when I'll be like, well, I'm thinking, you're like, no, what? You know, and it's like,
right.
yeah, I know.
Right.
So those are the kinds of wording, though. Like, even you and I were saying something like, you know, how you were when you do George shows, and I'm like, yeah, but no, that was
past the past.
Tense.
No, exactly. Yes, because
I was
expressing to Janine that, you know, I'm inherently, I get very nervous, and I'm schizophrenic, you know, on 10 when I'm empathically in George's energy, because George's frequency stretches me. It used to happen when I used to interview Almeen as well. You know, it's a challenge for me, because he's holding a more expanded frequency than I am. So, like I said, my empathicness is not like, you know, I don't say, okay, empathy on, empathy off. You know, even if there was a way to turn it off, that's not who I am. You know, my whole gig is, it's a gift. Now, you know, learn to adapt, and I am. But so, you know, I've already said to Janine, you know, will you hang out with me as my wingman? You know, will you be on the call with me? And, you know, she's like, I'll hold space. And I was like, okay, well, be prepared if you have to, you know, to jump in and maybe ask some questions. Because,
sure.
You know, and of course, you know, she's my girl. I appreciate her, you know, because I have really, really good people in my life. Really, really good people. And, for all of us, if we have good people in our lives, it's because we're good people. And, you know, part of the ascension, incension, is truly understanding that there's going to be times where we are just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
that really is to be not only expected, but it's a very honorable part of the journey, because it is in that static, like what we heard tonight, that all things get, you know, it's what I believe gives the capacity for my brother to show up anew and not be who he's been with me for the last, you know, 10 years. It's like, you know, the gift in the chaos is that what's going to come out of it is anew, you know, is something that has not potentially been there. If the pattern is broken.
Yes.
And in that pattern breaking, you know, we might feel insecure, but boy, what can come out the other end is, well, yippee-ki-yay, this is
yes.
The ascension. Like, oh my God, this is magical.
Yeah. No, and you know, and that can be, that is the everyday now. You know, that you know,
it is.
And that's what's, you know, it's so worth riding out the wave of discomfort, you know, and staying with it and going through it, and you know, it just, you know, because right on the other side of that is your brother and you, and you know,
and all of us, I would imagine,
right? But you is the example,
right?
You know,
okay, right.
And yeah, I mean, I'm having those experiences, and I'm sure other people are, and it's not because everything is like, oh yeah, I never feel nervous, or no, I never get, you know, worked, or you know, I don't go into a, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and start thinking, and you're like, oh,
right.
I know that place.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
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 And I think they're really necessary, because you know, this is part of the incension. I like incension.
I like incension too. I'd like to, you know, in fact, I'd invite you, if I say ascension, correct me. If you,
okay.
Because it really feels more in alignment to say incension.
Right.
Incension.
And I loved what you were telling me today about, it's not a leaving. It's a coming in, and it's not an exit. It's an, you know, you were telling me that today, that the fifth dimension is here. It's not like we're going to it. It's coming in.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself is such a flip of belief system, similar to the 12 strand versus the two, or a lot of the, you know, kind of perceptions that it makes so much sense to me, because we're feeling moments of the fifth dimension happening as we're, you know, talking to each other, as we're in moments. And that's because it's in here. We're not going to it. So
exactly.
I love that. And that's why Incension really does fit, because it feels like it's coming in.
Well, and that's a brilliant point to bring up, too, that, you know, because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I first took on the Ascension, you know,
yeah,
I did
it was like
for
a leaving, I'm out of here.
I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
Right,
this place sucks. And, you know, there's a place where I can feel good all the time. Sign me up. Because, you know, clearly the drugs didn't do it for me, so maybe the Ascension will do it for me. And here's the irony. The irony is, at our darkest point, which is, I mean, we're clearly in a transformational stage right now. I mean, humbly, from what I'm getting from George and Kelly and, you know, David Wilcox and other people, by June, by the solstice, ascension could be experienced. Incension can be experienced. You know, like, because I know there's people that are saying, you know, like Bashar, and these are, you know, he's a respectable channeler in my humble opinion. You know, he's going, no, it's, you know, we got to 2015, 2025, and, but, you know, I don't know. The feeling I have is that, you know, as hard and as challenging and as dark as it's getting, where, you know, like every day there truly is something to clear, whether it's a fear or it's an anxiety or it's an uncomfortableness or a belief system that doesn't fit for me anymore. You know, and Kelly really said it. She goes, you know, we will remember this lifetime as the greatest incarnation we ever had.
Yeah, I remember she did say that. My favorite
George,
incarnation. She
yeah,
said.
And George goes, even if we don't realize that now, and it's like, but wouldn't that be, you know, our life is such a paradox. Doesn't it make sense to you that this is going to be the greatest incarnation we've ever had, and, it, you know, it's good, and, you know, 99% of it sucked. Like, so how could it be the greatest? Well, because we intend it. You know,
did you hear that cute thing when they said they heard there were, like, lines waiting to get in?
Yeah, I did.
because this is such an amazing time that it's like there's a bunch of souls like, they're, like, waiting to get in because this is a very, like, you know, it's a great time to be here.
it really is a great time to be here. And you know, I do it live and I do it on the air, my life, but I really don't think there's anything special. I think we're all going through an intense intense period. And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, people can want to bow out or, you know, chase the stargates or, you know, the ETs or, you know, the ascension chambers or whatever it is. And, you know, if that's your journey, you know, so be it.
Right.
But if the journey for you is to, you know, follow with Earth, and that's why Kelly even talked about the birthing of Homo Illuminis, you know, a new species, a new level of humanity as Homo Illuminis. We're, you know, we're beings of light. And I don't know about you guys, but when they were talking about the fifth dimension being, you know, everybody was, you're in your soul. Everybody's very enamored with everybody else. Everybody's supportive and creative. I don't have any trouble going into my imagination and imagining that. I mean,
right.
It is right there. If you ask me, it's like that is what I think about or what I feel and imagine. That's a better word. It's not thinking. That is what I imagine and daydream about when I'm in the woods. You know, being connected to the trees and the dirt and the birds and the chipmunks and the bugs and all of it. I imagine all of it, and it was like,
mm-hmm.
You know, it just appears to me, you know, that we're in February of 2013, and I've never felt so connected to this dream. I've never felt so trusting that it's a truth, and I've never felt so intensely ass-kicked by my life. You know, I admit I'm getting weather-beaten.
You're ass-kicked, but you're aware of it. See, it's a whole different than being lost in that chaotic world of, like, you know, craziness, but there's not an awareness.
Right.
You know, so it's a big difference. Big difference.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't even imagine trying to do, quote-unquote, do the world and do the ascension. Truly, it's like, it just seems to me, once you start, if you're genuinely committed to doing the ascension, the mm-hmm. world drops away as the priority. You know, it really, you're not going to do the ascension one day and be in the depth of, you know, facing a mirror reflection of your shadow work, you know, and then go to the party, you know, and make small talk with everybody there. If you can do it, hey, you know, kudos to you. For me, it's just a very deep experience, and, you know, it's because I can still hear people saying, like, when I used to do the whole thing, why would you intentionally, you know, go into chaos? And my answer was then as it is today, because it's going to happen anyway, so why not be prepared? You know, why not, I'll go into the chaos intentionally, then I'm not walking down the street where somebody sucker punches me, and that's my chaos. I'd rather be consciously aware of my chaos, because I feel like I'll have a better handle on the chaos. And, you know, it's almost funny, because the truth is, I still don't have a handle on chaos. I'm just simply aware of it.
Right, I mean, right.
Because then we once again get back into, it's all about the feeling. And, you know, being somebody who has been a head case for most of my, from teenage life on, you know, I have such respect for Janine, who has lived in the sensorial aspect of her life, her entire life. It's like, wow, you've been feeling this your entire life. I mean, you didn't do drugs to get numb. These are the true warriors, that the people who have felt for, you know, decades. It's like, I mean, I'm coming into it at the end, because I'm telling you.
And lived to tell it.
I can hear my soul going, yeah, we just gave it to her at the end, because she would have checked out long before. She just is not, it wasn't her journey to feel for the whole 47 years. But I'm feeling now, and I'm like, and again, the hard part, the pain is painful, hands down. There's no covering that up. I'm not candy coating anything. The pain is hard, but the breakthroughs are extraordinary. I mean, they're extraordinary. It's magical when the pain just stops.
Yeah.
And you take a breath, and there's no tension in your body. And you literally, it's symbolic of, it's been storming, and all of a sudden the clouds break and the blue sky shows and the sun comes out, and you literally go, okay, you know, we made it through another storm. Like,
yeah.
Fucking yeah,
I love those moments when, you know, around the corner, like with your brother, like, you literally are witnessing yourself going, wow. This is happening right now, you know, so unexpectedly. And I remember those times where you just literally are, you know, you're witnessing a change, like something that's changed, you know, and I mean, that's impactful to me. And
yeah.
I find that, you know, fun and, you know, remarkable. And it's part of the recognizing that magic has occurred or is occurring, or the alchemy, or, you know, where it's a moment, you're like, here it is, you know, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it is. It really is impactful. I mean, it's so funny because you see these kind of scenes in movies
where you're expecting something and all of a sudden the conversation, you know, you're watching two humans just go into this new place, and, you know, it's great. It's just great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's funny, though, because from a head case point of view, it's nothing compared to, like I'm beginning to watch literally TV, and I can, the storylines I'm relating to in their feelings, like I've never related to, because I wasn't allowing myself to feel. So, like,
right.
when somebody's something happens and they're in fear, like a single mom, you know, and they're showing, God, how am I going to take care of my kid? I think there was something like that on TV when I was still at Scott's house before I came home. And, you know, I remember going, how am I going to take care of Dakini? You know, like, shit. You know, and I just remember watching this going, wow, yes. I mean, like, I felt a connection, you know, like that I can tell. I've just never felt that before because, again, you know, it's so funny. We don't realize how much we're missing when
exactly.
we're not feeling. I mean, and this is, again, what I think a lot of George's followers are not like, understanding that, you know, he gives us wonderful horizontal information. But that feeling is about the vertical. I mean, that's going, you know, Jimmy Robertson said to me tonight in a private message, he goes, go deep with your questions. And I was like, right on. I said, I'm going to try. You know, I'm going to give it my best.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it is about the feeling, you know, and, mm-hmm. and you know, it changes everything.
No, that's a good... It's a good, like, invitation to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, where I like that. And you don't even have to know what that means. Just, you know,
just trust
like
it. Just
yeah,
trust
just trust it. And I love that. And I love that idea.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Here's something that's quite interesting that I've noticed today, too. I don't have dark circles under my eyes, which,
yeah.
you know, I get a lot of sleep. Goldie is not short of sleep. I know a lot of people have insomnia at this point. That is not my experience. Now, I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning last night, not from insomnia. I was so excited that I had the breakthrough within a couple of hours of going into it. And then I was listening to this interview, and then I found the other Lisa Harrison interview, and I swear, I was just so excited. I was like, you know, I couldn't sleep, and I was okay with that. But something I've noticed today is there is a significant light under my eye. I have this picture of a cougar right next to my computer
mm-hmm.
screen, and it's glass, so I can see my reflection. And I'm looking, going, there really, there's a significant light change coming from underneath my eyes.
So it's like the opposite of dark circles.
It literally, and I've seen Benjamin Krem has them. I've seen people, David Icke has them, where you would expect, you know, like, and I've also, you know, here, if you want to know the opposite, look at any politician.
Right,
I
know.
You know, they're so pasty, and they you can just see there's no, and you know, I'll tell you, I don't call in the light anymore. I don't do any of that. This is all, you know, the work that George promotes is the work that I promote, which is we are bringing ourselves, our souls out.
Mm-hmm.
We are not bringing anything in. We are bringing ourselves, our souls out. But it was something. Who was it about the love? Was it Kelly talking about that it. Oh, no, Daniel Jacobs, when I told you that he wrote an article that says love just expresses. Love never asked to be loved.
Yeah.
And I resonated with that so deeply because love in its purest sense, not this bullshit, this romantic stuff and this artificial stuff, not the stuff we grew up on. I mean, the real love. Wouldn't ask for anything because it literally is. It's nourishment. Its essence would only know to give. It wouldn't have the need to ask for anything because it represents wholeness and it represents balance and it represents healthy and you know. And I think that's what's radiating from me because you know it's very interesting when. People, talk, you know, when we and Janine talk about things being magical, We're referencing the organic magical because, you know, what I'm getting from diving into the dark arts and the MK Ultra, you know, programs from the government and ETs and the satanic work that I was looking into last week. Ultimately, if you're intending to manipulate anything, you know, for your benefit, in my humble opinion, you've just created karma, because you can overlay your mental thoughts for what you want, and you can even get it, but it's not organic when you do that. And if it's not organic, then ultimately what you just created, at some point you're going to have to take back in, because it's artificial and you're organic. And so there's this subtlety that I'm learning that, you know, the magic that I speak of is really, truly, it's true alchemy, in that I don't make the breakthrough happen. It's just going to happen when it happens. And yeah. I can't tell you what is going to be, you know, because it was so interesting when I was driving home going, I was really so clear that I couldn't manipulate anything, because it's like my fear kept going, get another client. You must have money. You can't afford to not have money. Get, you know, it was this driving voice in my head, go take care of yourself. And I was like, I can't. I'm a mess. You know, I can't do the law of attraction right now. I know what I'm going to bring. I've got to stand back. And, you know, when my brother came in and we had the conversation, I did address it consciously and ask for his help, but it was him that came up with the idea. And, you know, I know that that sounds very subtle and almost like, you know, so what does that mean? And it's like, the point that I'm trying to say is that when we're in our panic state or when we're in our fear, that's the time more than likely you're going to want to do the organic less and do the manipulating most. You know,
right.
Because your mind is going to kick in and say, listen, you can make this happen. Get up, you know, because I can tell you, I started looking up nanny agencies. You know, my mind was guiding me in my fear. I need to find another nanny job. I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And, you know, and the whole time I'm doing that, I'm feeling inside, I'm like, I'm crumbling going, that's not what I want to do. This, how the hell did I get on this trajectory? I mean, my life was at peace like a day ago. And that's, you know, it was very interesting to experience, and I truly am happy to share it with you. Because I really do hope at some point, if you hear my voice when it happens to you, to trust the organic. Because the organic, when it happens, there is no karma, there is no backlash. Everything you get, you don't have to look over your shoulder after you get it.
That's right.
You're safe. It's life itself. And it's your soul. It is your I am presence, your bigger part of you. If given, the one thing about the soul totally respects patience, totally. And what's interesting is the better you get at being patient, the less you have to wait. That has absolutely been my experience. The more I trust, the faster it's happening. You know, and it's a great thing, because now that it did shift, here's the funny thing. I still don't have any extra income or any. I'm just not worried about it anymore. I'm really not. I mean, there's some things that are in the making, but nothing came up yet. Nothing. Nothing has changed from before I left Scott until I left after Scott, except everything inside of me. That's what's changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's that quality word again, like the quality of, which is to me organic. When it feels like quality, it's because it's organic, you know, because artificial just doesn't have a quality. Like if you look up the word quality, it's an interesting thing, because it means a lot, you know, just the use of the word quality, it just shows a certain elegance, like you know, just something beyond you know, I don't know, they say, well, this is of quality. And I think that when something is organic, it has quality. And you know it because you feel it. And that's what you're feeling, and that's why you feel different inside. And the relationship with your brother that you experienced had a quality to it.
It really
like
did.
I remember when Angela Sarian she endorsed my book The Magic Gown, and she said this book is quality, and it was such a simple statement. And I looked up the word, and I was like, wow, you know, it just showed that there was a. It just had something that she, you know, that she was worthy of her endorsement. And so, and I look, you know, that word quality just strikes me all the time about, and fortunately, you know, what I've noticed is that quality doesn't necessarily mean the masses love it or that it's real popular, because quality has an organic resonance that isn't necessarily attracted to great numbers. So, you know, I mean, that's what I have found even with working with music and art and literature, that something of quality isn't necessarily going to be the great, you know, everyone loves it. It's just got a quality.
Right.
And to me, your experience had quality, and the relationship with your brother had quality. And that to me is, you know, one of my favorite things is that art of relating. And when something is happening between two people that's extraordinary, you know it. You know, you're just sitting there going...
You really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no bells and whistles on the outside.
No.
But they're happening big time on the inside. They really are. And when I say bells and whistles, that's even incorrect. You know, it's an extraordinary moment. It makes the ordinary extraordinary. I mean, it's just like something glows or something expands, or, you know, I might not be able to put my words on it, but you definitely know it when it's happening. It's undeniable when it's happening, and it really is. The organic is so quiet in its awesomeness. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet
yeah.
It's not quiet. It's not loud like the Matrix loud, you know.
No, that's why there is a, you know, I don't know. It's like you enter this other world of quality and intimacy and, you know, special moments of
beingness,
you know,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when something happens between two people, and you just, I don't know, it's just so visceral to me. And when you told me the story today, it was just like, oh my God, that is so great. I never would have thought that. I never would have guessed this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I've always found too, is the unpredictable, and the spontaneous. It always occurs like that. It's just amazing. I mean, I could run down the list of things that have happened to me where it's never been the plan. It's always been the spontaneous and the unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing. You know, you want it to be open to that, because a lot of times if people aren't in a flexible state and they're in their rigidity, that stuff doesn't happen because you're not letting it. You know, so yeah, so it's great. And I keep. As you're talking, I have this other dialogue going on, I can't believe she had the sun on.
You're so cute.
I really, because that's how I see
cool,
it.
Though. It was
you know,
pretty cool.
That's how I see it. It's like, oh my God, we had the sun as a guest. And it's like, what did he sound like?
That's exactly. I love it though. Don't lose
that.
We'll
have to make a note of that.
Yes, exactly.
On February 4th, we had the sun on the radio.
And make sure you know to let people know it's the S-U-N. You know,
yes, we had the S-U-N on. That's fantastic, isn't it?
We gotta tell George that tomorrow. You gotta share that tomorrow. That's a great line. You gotta, even if we share it before we go on the air, you gotta share
George,
that.
Guess who was on last night? Who? The sun. The sun was. Oh yeah. Did you book him? No. We just,
did you,
you know.
No, it was just a cameo.
No, you know how the sun is, so unpredictable. We just, you know, just showed up. It was so great. It was so great.
You're wrong, babe. You're wrong. I'm telling you, we should all have friends like Janine. And if you don't have a friend like you, Janine, I'll share her. Janine's available.
I am available.
Hey,
you are. Did you see what Living Connected to Nature said? A little solar humor.
It's a bit scratchy, maybe.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that we really did. We had the sun on tonight. It is actually profound.
It makes you happy.
It does make me happy. This whole show made me happy. I've never, God bless the radio show, because no matter how wacky and schizophrenic and scatterbrained I am, or I sound, or I believe I am, I'll tell you, every time we're done, me and Janine, you know, we call each other after the show just, you know, to do a recap. But I feel so good. Like, you know, one of the things that Kelly talked about is being soul insatiated. No, is that the right word? Insatiated? Does that mean completely
right.
absorbed in?
To be not infused, right? No.
She didn't. Insatiated, I believe.
Yeah, okay, insatiated. Okay, yeah, I don't remember that.
Where she talked about that, you know, if you're doing what your soul wants you to do, you're going to know it, you're going to feel it, it's going to be the light that shines mm-hmm. on dark days. It's going to be the strength that
right.
helps you make it up, you know.
No, oh, how about infused, not infused, right? No.
I believe it. Well, what is insatiable? What's insatiable mean? Does that mean you can't get filled up?
Yeah, so satiated.
Okay,
so satiated would be...
You are filled up.
She was soul satiated.
I thought it was soul satiated.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because the paradox is I come on the show and, you know, I share my challenges and then I get off the air and I feel fantastic. You know, and I don't believe that I'm coming on the air, you know, and dumping on you guys. You know, I've heard radio shows that, you know, do that, and there's a definite different energy. You know, I just come on and share my truth. But meaning, you know, for so long when I had the show, when I first had my radio show, I worked so hard to, you know, to give a persona that people would like and, you know, I got to do this right. I got to be professional. You know, all these adjectives would come to me. And, you know, the truth is, my best show is, you know, Goldie being a whack job and sharing her crazy, you know, her crazy life and perceptions, you know, and just humbly going, and, you know, that's all, folks. That's what I got. This is, you know, but, you know,
Yeah, it seems
to, you know, it's attracting, you know, we got a great audience. We
Well, I also love what Living Connected to Nature wrote when she wrote, or he, I'm not sure.
That's Paula from last week.
Oh, okay. Yep. Deep goes beyond safe. See, but that's also real and authentic and, you know, taking chances and deep, you know, so not having an agenda. I mean, those are all the qualities of organic and soul. You know, and authenticity. So that makes for a great show, you know, experiential. And I think between the two of us, we come up with, you know, what does it have to offer for the listener? And, you know, what have you and I gotten out of it? Or, you know, what's the wisdom that's come up, you know? And yeah, it's always different, which is great.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's unique. And it was funny because somebody on Facebook was talking about another show, and they go, they were promoting it as, you know, this is the only show out there that's talking about, you know, working with your shadow. And I'll tell you, it took me everything I had not to comment, the only show out there working with, you know, like, really? I don't know if you noticed, but Blog Talk Radio has about, I don't know, 10,000 shows on a daily basis. It's like, you know, we're not the only ones talking about Shadow, but in my humble opinion, we are the only ones. We're not back, and you know, it's like we don't talk about Shadow for a month and then go, okay, you know, we're going to talk about something, you know, because we want to make you guys feel good. It's like, you know, me and Janine every week are, you know, we are walking this, we're talking this, we're not giving up, you know, we really, you know, this is our lives. We are living the paradox of, you know, and if you notice, you'll never hear us say we're struggling. I'm not struggling. Struggle to me feels like that's part of a manipulative, like something is holding me up, or, you know, it's intense. My ass is getting kicked, yes, but
happily,
right on. You know, but it, and the reason why I say that is because, you know, I get it. Some people go on this, you know, they find us, you know, like, oh, let's go check out the Shadow Side, and you know, then it's like, no, let's go back to the bar and do four shots. That's just not happening. And again, I respect that. You know, this is not for everybody. But in my humble opinion, if you're going with Mother Earth to be birthed, you know, we're talking your language. We're talking her language. We are, you know, the voices of Mother Nature. And
well, the show is named after her.
She, you know, because we have, you know, the soul flames, right? The twin flames. We have Mother Nature is our sponsor, and you know, she brought her boyfriend on.
Exactly.
She talked to the big guy. We did a twin flames show tonight. Tune in tomorrow for, you know, the other update through George. You know, maybe we'll have to play it again, you know, just to have, you know, this, even though I think he's going to crack up when you tell him that, Janine. I do. I think he's going to laugh quite beautifully at that one. So,
good.
Yeah, so I really appreciate you guys all showing up, Paula and Rich and Susan and Art and Jimmy. Wow. And oh my God, all you guys that listen, Seneca and Elise, and I'm grateful. I truly am. I'm grateful. I'm excited. We are living in extraordinary times, and you know, keep in mind, in the paradox, the darker it gets, the closer we get to being done.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds crazy, but that's how paradoxes work. So
Earth and Sun, brought to you by. That's cute.
Brought to you by Sean the Rabbit and Golden Hawk.
Great.
It's just a menagerie of beings around here. All right, I'm feeling it come to an end, even though we got a couple minutes. Can you?
All right, well, I'll share.
Okay, right on. Where people can find you?
Thanks. Let's see, I have a website. It's jlkimmel.com. And I'm on Facebook. And I also have a new book out called The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle, which is getting out there and in the world, and I'm enjoying that. So, that can be found on Facebook as well.
Okay, we will be doing a show on the book. It's long overdue. I just want everybody to know, Janine, you know, gosh, she's my best friend and my partner, and we haven't done a show on the book yet. We're going to do a show on the book.
All in right timing.
Indeed, but it's a fantastic book, so definitely tune in for that. So,
yeah, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And tomorrow night, 8 p.m., just so you guys know, there will be no chat room tomorrow night. George brings too large an audience, and I admit it, I'm totally frightened of 800 people listening live. It just overwhelms my senses. So you can still listen online, but there won't be a chat room open, or if you want to, you can call in as well. So you guys rocked it. I appreciate you all being here. Janine, I love you with all my heart.
Well, thanks, Goldie. I love you too.
And, you know, onward, upward, inward, outward, everyone.
All right. Well, I had fun.
I had fun too. Tonight was awesome. All right, 10 seconds.
All right, everyone.
We'll talk to everybody soon. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow night, actually. All right, take care.
Good night, everyone. Son.
Good night. Good night, John Boy.
Bye.
Oh. Love you all. Gotta go.
Bye.
I'm so glad we had
time together.
Started, and before you know it.